Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Everybody out there listening right now was singing along. If they weren't singing, they were mouthing it. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Saturday morning. The longest day of the year. More daylight on June 21st than any other day of the year. Get your Christmas presents. Start buying them tomorrow. We're headed toward fall and the holidays. Quickly, we have found the list. And before we bring on our guest, and I'm sure he might have something to say about this, the list of people who have thrown an immaculate inning, which Sam brought up last segment, that is 9 pitches, 3 outs. You strike out everybody in that inning. You only use 9 pitches. That is called an immaculate inning. I didn't know that until Mr. Crenshaw brought it up. The last person to do it, in fact, there was one this year. And I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but Cal Quantrill from the Marlins did it. I think he was either that or Tampa Bay. Let's see what team he plays for. They don't have that listed here. So he plays for the Marlins. He did it on May 18th. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
So I'm just doing this. I know we're working on I'm the guest, so I'm filling here. But, you know, some of the people who have done it, we're good?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just save some of the people. Well, there's a Braves pitcher who did it.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
Chris Sale. He did it when he was with the Red Sox.
Okay.
Max Scherzer did it. But are you ready for this?
Yes.
The first person who did it. You want to know what his name was?
Who's that?
Clarkson.
you would like that.
John Clarkson.
Okay.
In 1889.
Yikes.
Bring our guest on.
All right,
folks. What's going on? What y'all all talking right. about?
I know. We promised you we were going to hear from Gabriel Stovall, and he is with us. Hadn't been with us in a while.
Yeah.
Of course, he's with WJBF-TV in Augusta. Keeps an eye on things down that way. We're going to talk some high school with him as well, as things that's happening in our state. But there's a special guest in Augusta this week. Tiger Woods was in town, and I figured we'd check in with Gabriel to give us the lowdown on what's going on down that way. Gabriel, good morning. Welcome back to Saturday Mornings with Sam and Greg.
Hey.
What's up, Sam and Greg? Good to hear from y'all. I almost said good to see y'all, but good to hear from you. Yes.
Speaking of seeing anybody, did you get wind that Tiger was in town?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, you know, I didn't get wind immediately. I did hear about it pretty quickly, though, once, you know, kind of before everybody else started catching on. And so we realized that he was coming at some point, just didn't know it was going to be yesterday. But, yeah, man, exciting for the golf fans in Augusta because, you know, he's got some work that he's doing down there, working to build the loop at the patch, that 9-hole course. As part of the patch renovation out there, talked about that back in Masters time. So he's there scoping it out. It's pretty exciting.
Tell us about this, and you know, this is something that he's working in together with the Augusta National Golf Club to do, and it's also got an educational piece to it, right?
Absolutely, man. There. So you know, he's done. He has these different learning labs and things that he's done across the country. I think he's got them in 3 or 4 different places out in California, up in Philadelphia, So he's actually adding that piece as well. And again, that's one of those things that we talked about back during the Masters time in April. So the golf course is coming, but the partnership with Richmond County, with Richmond County Schools, to bring that learning lab, that state-of-the-art learning lab into the inner city here in Augusta, man, that's right there. And I'm the sports guy and everything. Of course, we're excited about the golf and all of that, but just from a holistic impact on the community, that's the news right there. And I think the city of Augusta is rightfully excited about it.
Wow. See, so this is it. I was going to say what he just said. This is more about the sports aspect of it and what he's doing for the community, which means he's got to have community officials that are backing him and being a part of this venture.
Absolutely. You know, of course, like I said, Fred Ridley and Augusta National, sometimes people kind of give them an unfair rap. You know, of course, think about golf as kind of being like that high roll, all that kind of stuff. But National does a heck of a lot for the city of Augusta and especially for Richmond County. And so you got those individuals there that are partnering. And of course, again, the partnership with Richmond County Board of Education County School System. They're actually, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the learning lab is actually going to go into a former school building that's been vacated. They're going to renovate that thing and just make it amazing. So like you said, you can't do it. Of course, he's bringing the finances and his persona, but you can't do it without a cooperating community. And the city of Augusta and Augusta National, they're cooperating really well to make this happen.
That is Gabriel Stovall. We call him Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It sounds like Augusta is trying to create a bigger footprint in the state. In other words, change the perception, make it a place, a tourist attraction, if you will. I mean, whatever is going on there, it sounds conscious effort to change whatever it is that people feel about that part of and that city. And is that a fair way to put it?
Oh, absolutely, man. Augusta has so much potential. I know sometimes people don't like to hear that because potential. What is potential? Potential is a starting place. I mean, you can't get to a if you don't have the potential to get there. And you know, my wife Shonda, she's president of the Richmond County School Board, and so every time we go to a place like Savannah or something, we see their riverfront. All we can think about is Savannah, but man, this just reminds us of how much potential it has. We got the same Savannah River flowing through the city, and now you've got leaders and the new, I guess we can't call it James Brown Arena right now. I don't know what
they're working on that, right?
Yeah. They're working on it, man, and the city, the community, really fighting hard to try to preserve that. But regardless of what they'll name it, of course, you got a brand new building that's coming there. There's a lot. Of course, with that comes some growing pains and some dissension and people not always seeing eye to eye. So you got to wrangle with that and you got to fight with that. But I absolutely see where people are really trying to push Augusta and just kind of shift the image and let folks understand this is not just an afterthought city over here on the east side of Georgia.
No, man, it's not an afterthought city. I know them. It's the good folks down in Augusta, folks. And we're talking with Gabriel Stovall.
You know it firsthand.
I know about that. We're talking with Gabriel Stovall. He is social. You can find him always at Gabriel C. Stovall, at Gabriel C. Stovall. Why are you laughing, Greg? Greg's over here laughing.
No, I'm just thinking about what he said a minute ago. And then he gave the title out, his wife's title.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this dude outpunted his coverage.
I'm trying to tell you, man, I have no problem acknowledging that.
Yeah, Gabriel, we got mad respect for you. I mean, look at that. In fact, you want to change the name of that stadium by calling your wife.
Listen, I tell people all the time, for all the different things I do and stuff that's great, I am proud to not just be Gabriel. I'm proud to be Shonda's wife. I'll take that title anytime.
He's smart. He sleeps calmly at night.
He's scoring points. That's what he's doing on the radio this morning. That's what he's doing, talking to him. Look, speaking of we know you're down there. We're working with WJBF, and you're covering a lot of high school athletics and whatnot. And this is kind of like I won't say the off season, because we got these 7-on-7 things, and I saw you going back and forth this week, attending some of those. Young people stay busy, but there's something that's changed with the GHSA and the transfer rule. And when we talk about the transfer proposal here in the Metro Atlanta area, people instantly think football. But when I think about it in the Augusta area, I think basketball, because the road to the state championship, for some reason in recent years, has gone through Augusta. If you want to get the state championship, somebody down in that end of the state is going to have something to say about it. What are your thoughts about the changes with the rule that are proposed?
Well, you know, it's definitely an attempt by the GHSA to say, hey, we're not, because, you know, I have in my journalism circles and stuff like this, we always have these conversations about how the things that happen in like pro sports, college sports trickle down to high school. Of course, the college transfer portal is all the rage now. Will they ever do anything like that in high school? And I say, yeah, if they do, GHSA is going to be probably one of the last ones to relent to it. They have made it clear that they want to make sure that transfers that are just willy-nilly don't happen with the same kind of ease as perhaps they've done before. And so, you know, they still have one more vote to ratify that thing that's supposed to come at some point in July. But yeah, and Sam, you said it really well. Football in Atlanta, but basketball in Augusta. Of course, we've had tons of coaching changes all across the CSRA that have shook the foundations. And, of course, you know when that happens, that opens the floodgates for transfers to take place. Jerry Hunter, of course, who won three straight at Westside, he's up at Grovetown now. And, of course, you know Grovetown, they're not too far away, removed from a state championship in 6A just a few years ago when Darren Douglas was still there. But here's what's happening. So people now are trying to move and transfer, and they're trying to get it in before this new deal gets ratified, because it's not going to be a retroactive thing. So let's say they vote this through in July, and it's effective August 1. Anything that's happening before that is not going to fall under this new, you know, this new policy. So it's an interesting time, especially, like I said, with all the coaching changes and the transfers that bring that about, and just watching all the motion and the action. They got to get it in now, because if that thing gets ratified in July, like it probably will, it's going to make it much, much more difficult to just kind of transfer at will.
Gabe, gone are the days when you just go to the power company, get a power bill, say, hey, here's our power bill. You got to do more than that. They're talking about going to the DMV, man, and getting your driver's license. No. We're going to get DMV involved in high school athletics in this state. Can you believe it?
Absolutely. I mean, if you go to WJBF.com and you kind of put in the search bar, you know, GHSA transfer, you'll see the article I did on it, and it lists some of the things. You got to completely vacate your previous residence, proof of all disconnected utilities. Every driver in the household has to show proof of the new address on their driver's license. Even with things like living with another parent, like you, there's so much proof. If you're putting your house up for sale or whatever, or breaking the lease on the contract, you've got to show copies of the deed. Like it's major. Now, the only thing I'm interested about, and I've been hearing other people kind of raise issue about it as well, is how, with this being as exhaustive as it is, how much can the GHSA really police this? Because, you know, GHSA, you got 457 member schools and, like, what, 13 of them? So how much will they be able to do it? Will it become a thing where it looks like maybe they're picking favorites and that kind of stuff? That's always a discussion. It's going to be pretty intense when that kind of stuff, when it really ratifies in the next month we expect it to.
I think it's going to put a lot of pressure on the athletic directors, but in time we got to get ready to run it. I think it also puts pressure on the parents to make those moves sooner, maybe when they're in middle school. If you know you want your baby to be at a certain program, get moving in middle school. Don't wait till high school. So I think that's the other thing that happens with it, right? That's it.
Absolutely.
What you got for us tomorrow morning? We know you busy tomorrow morning before you get on TV.
Well, tomorrow, man, you know what? I don't have to preach in the morning. I have a young man who is coming. He's a real sharp guy in Covington, Newton County area. He's coming to our church in Covington tomorrow morning for our Scholarship Sunday. We're going to honor and acknowledge all of the academic achievements and athletic achievements of the students that go to our church. So I'll be able to kind of take the day off from the pulpit. I'll be there, but I won't be the main man in charge. But I'm looking forward tomorrow, actually, we're getting back to Augusta and covering Cam Caminiti, the number one Atlanta Braves prospect. He'll be on the bump for the Augusta Green Jackets tomorrow. I'm going to be looking forward to checking that out as well, man. So Sunday's going to be fun.
Yeah, you can watch him sitting there behind the guy preaching. He'd be looking at his phone.
He's not going to do that. Yeah. He's not going to do that, man.
I am the biggest preacher hype man you will ever know. A preacher that's preaching in front of my folks, they going to know that I'm supporting them. I'm going to shout back at them, man. So that's how it's going.
Hey, Gabriel, real quick before we let you go, who wins tomorrow night? NBA Finals, Game 7.
Oh, boy. My head says OKC, but my son wants the Pacers to win. He loves Halliburton, so I'm gonna ride with my son's choice. We're gonna say Indiana tomorrow.
Okay.
There we go. There we go.
Man. Hey, as always, don't be a stranger, man. We need to get you on more often.
Yes, sir. You know I'm down for it all the time. I love being with you guys.
Thanks for the time this morning, man. Always great to get with you.
Hey, say hello to your wife for us.
Yeah, the head of the school board.
Say hello to that title for us.
I'll do it.
Have yourself a wonderful rest of your day, man. Thank you. It's Gabriel Stone.
Y'all as well. Take care, guys.
There you go. The sports review. Get yourself over in Augusta, Georgia. Check out WJBF TV.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.